A goal in Croke Park, how does that feel for you?
Yeah, look, a goal any day is good, but any day is in Croke Park is that extra bit better. But yeah, anytime you're in front of goal, you try to make the most of it. Probably didn't get on too much ball or get too many chances today, but when you do get them, I suppose you try and take them.
Yeah, so a big Keelan laid it inside and you rattled the net.
Well, he done all the hard work. If you look back, he done all the hard work. He gained the yards and he got the pass off in perfect time. And he got a bit of a clattering after it, but yeah, the easy part, just had to take the ball, drop it straight away and lash the foot at it.
Yeah, it was a big result. Like, you were 1-9-6 up at half time, but Dublin, I suppose, were always going to come back.
Yeah, look, Dublin obviously are a good side. We were kind of playing into a hard breeze there in the first half. I think it kind of died then in the second half, and that kind of way we probably dropped a few short and wide, and that can kill you at times. And they were very efficient now, in fairness, in the second half. Obviously, because you hear the names that are in their team, and obviously they're a good side, but look, we'll go back to the drawing board and see where we went wrong too. It wasn't a pitch perfect game for us, but we'll go back with 2 points, and that's more important.
Yeah, so like, it all moves on quickly, and a game against Kerry next week, the All-Ireland champions, and Father Tierney Park, that's going to be another big one for you.
Oh, 100%, Kerry, those are the teams you want to be playing. Dublin, Kerry, doesn't matter if they're in the bounce or not, they're the biggest games of the year, regardless of if it's a league, a friendly, or a championship game. So yeah, we'll just have to dust ourselves down now tomorrow and get prepared for Kerry. Obviously, it's going to be a big battle. They have some top players too, so we'll try and just get prepared for that.